Marketing to children. Listen.
Children see an average of between 20 and 40,000 advertisements on television every year. A new report by the left-leaning think tank Compass highlights the effects of modern marketing on children. Lucy Ward is the Guardian's social affairs correspondent.
It's pulling together a lot of recent research evidence and really looking at the way that children in the UK are being targeted by companies marketed to in so many aspects of their lives, about what they wear, what they eat, the kinds of games they play, sports they do, the toys that they buy. It's also trying to look at the consequences of that marketing and what exactly it's doing to children, the effect it's having on them. And it argues that this deluge of marketing is actually making them worried, insecure, and ultimately having real effects on their mental health.
What kind of new ways are marketing people using to get through to children?
The internet is an obvious way in which companies can reach children and teenagers. They pick up on whatever kind of technology children are using. Messages are given to them that certain products are cool, and they're encouraged to talk to their friends, very explicitly talk to their friends, talk to their schoolmates about these things. In some cases, paid to wear particular clothes, to put stickers up around their school advertising particular things, to talk about particular bands being great to listen to. They're really still not conscious of the way they're being used.
How much is the child-oriented market worth to advertisers?
It's actually now worth about £30 billion annually, so an enormous, enormous amount of money. It's obviously gone up dramatically over recent years. And this is why we're seeing this increase in techniques, that children have more money to spend, or their parents are spending more money on their behalf.